This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. We examine real-life health issues each Monday in our series Vital Signs. We've long been told eating less saturated fat prevents heart disease, but a study out in the British Medical Journal says it's not that simple. I talked about this with dietitian Caroline Susie of Methodist Health System.
What this study looked at was a meta-analysis, and it looked at 73 other studies. And what it found is if you take out the saturated fat and replace it with something else that is not so good for you, like sugars, carbohydrates, think bagels, donuts, you're still doing damage to your body. So whether it's saturated fat or another type of high sugar food, it's still not going to be doing you any good.
So it's not enough just to cut saturated fats. If you're really trying to eat healthy, you have to follow it all the way through.
You're right. What types of food you're eating all day long.
Are saturated fats totally bad for you?
If your diet is very high in saturated fat all day long, yes. But if you're incorporating a few saturated fats throughout the day, actually, no. Eggs, complete protein, they're going to help keep you fuller longer. Salmon, we know, is wonderful for you. Salmon a couple times a week will help keep you mentally sharp. And those omega-3, which is a type of polyunsaturated fat, also have been shown to protect against heart disease and stroke. So it's looking at the types of fat that you're eating, choosing a variety of fats, and balancing that out.
Because I'm thinking the Mediterranean diet, for instance, you know, people have been touting that as a way to fight or lower heart disease. But some of the items in that, nuts and things like that, can be high in fat.
But they're the good for you fats. So think those nuts and seeds that you mentioned, the olive oil, almonds, those types of good for you fats have been shown to have heart protective benefits and cognitive benefits as well.
What are the types of fats that are good for us?
You hear them a lot as MUFAs and PUFAs, so the monounsaturated fatty acids and polyunsaturated fatty acids. Almonds, walnuts, salmon or other oily fish like tuna, mackerel, sardines even. Also avocados. I think that if we can have avocados every day, and especially if we're in Texas, so we are lucky enough to have that option. But again, a fat, whether it's good for you or bad for you, a fat is still high in calories. So you want to really be mindful of your portions, that the serving size of an avocado is not one whole avocado. It's technically an eighth. So what we want to do is maybe find a buddy and split that avocado, or maybe two people and split an avocado. You can still be mindful of the calories. And actually, another study just came out earlier this week that looked at teenagers and their intake of polyunsaturated fatty acids, and found that teenagers that had a higher intake of polyunsaturated fats actually had a leaner body mass index. So again, it just goes back to show you that not all calories are created equal and not all fats are created equal. And that just because something, a food is categorized as a fat, doesn't, we shouldn't demonize it. There's a lot of heart healthy and other wonderful benefits from those foods.
Every so often a study says, well, you should have this or no, stay away from that, go towards this. We're constantly going back and forth about what we should have, what we shouldn't.
Nutrition is a science, and science is ever evolving. And we do our best to stay on top of current research. Mm-hmm. But because of that, it is going to always be changing. So I do feel people's frustration. But moderation is key to a healthy diet. It's okay to have a cookie every now and then.
It won't kill you.
It's not going to kill you. Excessive in all one category foods, that's where we're going to get in trouble. And of course, the E word, exercise, balancing that with physical activity every day. If you can fill up your plate with 9 servings of fruits and vegetables, it's actually easier said than done. You're going to do the best for your health and protect yourself.
Well, Caroline, Susie, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.